Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Trump has said he didn't want to have a wasted meeting after the White House rode back on plans for a summit with Russia's President Putin in Hungary. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Trump implied that a refusal to freeze the fighting in Ukraine along current battle lines was a sticking point. His comments came after a phone call between the US Secretary of State and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who rejected the proposal outright.
Now, when we hear from Washington that we must stop immediately and that we must not discuss anything further, stop and let history judge. If we simply stop, that will mean forgetting about the root causes of the conflict, which Donald Trump's administration has clearly understood and voiced.
Mr. Trump said clearer plans might emerge in the next 2 days. The mayor of Kyiv says the Ukrainian capital has been hit by overnight Russian attacks. He said air defences were functioning but warned of explosions, ballistic missile strikes and falling debris, which had set cars alight. He urged residents to stay in shelters. The Ukrainian military says it struck a chemical plant in Bryansk in southern Russia, which it described as vital to Moscow's war effort. The tech company OpenAI has launched a browser powered by artificial intelligence, which is a direct challenge to Google Chrome. The browser, called Atlas, lets users open a ChatGPT sidebar in any window. Lily Jamali has more.
OpenAI boss Sam Altman says Atlas will be powered by artificial intelligence. Paying subscribers can set up ChatGPT to conduct searches on its own in what it calls agent mode. The challenge to Google comes a year after the search giant was declared an illegal monopolist in online search. But the company has not been ordered to spin off its Chrome browser as an antitrust remedy, as U.S. government lawyers had requested. Google is also heavily invested in AI, and for the last year has been able to show users AI-generated answers in its search results.
Our North America technology correspondent Lily Jamali. The highest football league in Spain, La Liga, has called off plans to hold a match in the United States in December. La Liga said the match in Miami had been cancelled because of what it described as uncertainty. Olivia Noon reports.
The game between Barcelona and Villarreal would have been the first European League fixture to be played in a foreign country. But since its approval in August, clubs, fans, players and managers have expressed concern over the game in Miami, saying it risks distorting the competition. In the last week, a number of matches in Spain have seen protests, including players pausing for 15 seconds after kickoff. Earlier this month, the head of UEFA said it was a regrettable decision to allow European League games to be played abroad. It insisted the Miami match would not set a precedent.
Olivia Noon with that report. This is David Harper in London with the latest world news from the BBC. Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro has ordered the creation of a new online surveillance tool calling on civilians to report everything they see and hear. It's set to be built within VenApp, a government platform launched in 2022 for citizens to report community problems. The app was already expanded to enable users to report anti-government protesters after last year's disputed presidential election. This latest addition comes amid growing tension with the United States, which has been attacking boats in Venezuela's territorial waters it accuses of drug smuggling. Reports say dozens of people have been killed in Nigeria in a fuel tanker explosion. Villagers are said to have rushed to scoop up petrol when the truck crashed and overturned in the central Niger state. Local media say around 30 people were killed and 40 injured with burns. Tanker explosions have become a recurring tragedy in Nigeria. Anti-immigrant protesters have attacked police outside a hotel housing asylum seekers in the Irish capital, Dublin. Our Ireland correspondent Sarah Gervin reports.
Up to 2,000 people had gathered outside the City West Hotel, which is used as accommodation for asylum seekers. Police in riot gear were attacked with fireworks and bottles as they prevented protesters, some of whom were waving Irish flags, from reaching the doors of the hotel. A police vehicle was also set on fire. It's the second evening in a row a protest has been held outside the hotel. The Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin condemned the disorder and said there can be no justification for attacks on police officers.
Skiers and snowboarders from Russia and Belarus have been barred from next year's Winter Olympics, even as neutral athletes. The International Olympic Committee had opened the way for Russians and Belarusians to compete, but left the final decisions to the governing bodies of individual sports. The International Ski Federation ruled against them because of the war in Ukraine. And that's the latest BBC News.